Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 21st of September, 2009. 1981, 28 years ago, the U.S. Senate voted to confirm Sandra Day O'Connor, making her the nation's first female Supreme Court justice. Unanimous vote, 99-0. The nominee of President Ronald Reagan, who had promised in his 1980 campaign that he would appoint a woman to the court. Sandra Day O'Connor went to law school at Stanford, graduated third in her class. Chief Justice William Rehnquist had graduated first. The two of them dated briefly. It was 12 years later, 1993, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg came along to become the second female Supreme Court justice. It's the birthday of H.G. Wells, Herbert George Wells, born Brumley, England, 1866. He was in his late 20s when he developed a respiratory illness, thought he didn't have long to live, so he left his wife, ran away with another woman, started writing furiously. Between 1895 and 1898, he published all of the novels for which we know him today, The Time Machine, The Island of Dr. Moreau, The Invisible Man, The War of the Worlds. The ideas that scientists were debating at the time, evolution and the danger of scientific knowledge, the possibility of life on other planets, H.G. Wells was one of the first writers to explore those in fiction. And then he went on to live much longer than he thought that he would, and he set out to write a complete history of the world. It was Outline of History, and it outsold all of his other books combined. And it's the birthday of Stephen King, Portland, Maine, 1947, author of The Shining, Pet Sematary. His father was a merchant seaman, left the family when the boy was two. Stephen King had no memories of his father, but one day he found a box full of his father's science fiction and fantasy paperbacks, and that box inspired him to start writing horror stories. Went to college, worked at a gas station, a laundromat. His wife worked at Dunkin' Donuts. He said budget was not exactly the word for whatever it was we were on. It was more like a modified version of the Bataan Death March. He did his writing in the furnace room of his trailer home. His first novel, 1973, was Carrie, about a strange, miserable high school girl with psychic powers. The hardcover didn't sell very well, but the paperback rights went for $400,000. Stephen King said the only thing I could think to do was go out and buy my wife a hairdryer. Here's a poem for today by Kellyanne Reese entitled High School Reunion. I used to date him and hang out with his friends. We stole no dumping signs and placed them over toilets. We watched bad comedies and even worse horror movies. We had dinner dates at Burger King or Buffet Palace. Our conversations, hockey this and baseball that. He seemed pretty good, but I had to lose him, and I did. He got into drugs after high school, a year before I started my master's degree. I invited him for coffee once. He thought it was an intervention. There he is. Look at him now, by the punch in that yellow suit jacket. I can't believe I ever dated him. Watch. I bet he won't even come over to say hello. A poem by Kellyanne Reese, High School Reunion, from her collection To End a Conversation, published by Thistledown Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing and online surveys. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use constantcontact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.